Good afternoon. I would like to call the animal control hearings for the City of Palm Coast, Florida to order for December 1st at 1:02 p.m. Welcome to the City of Palm Coast Animal Control Hearings. My name is Jennifer Nix and I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I would like to briefly outline the format of these proceedings. This is a public hearing, quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence shall not apply, though fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and shall be recorded. There's no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then as docketed unless otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will first speak, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you will have your opportunity to speak and present information. Following an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you via mail. I would ask that anyone who is here and will provide testimony please stand and raise their right hand. Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give this afternoon is truthful, truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. The staff has already been sworn in. Approval of the October 6th, 2015 minutes. And I had a chance to review them in advance of this afternoon and accept them as prepared. And we can move on to the cases to be heard. City staff, Judy, if you'd like to do whatever order you'd like to go in, since there does not seem to be anyone here today.
We'll just take them in order. Agenda item number 2. Yes. Agenda item number 2. City of Palm Coast versus Inna and Dimitri Doran. It's case number 2015-100145. Lisa, a spayed cat whose rabies expired October 10th, 2015. The City of Palm Coast animal license expired August 20th of 2015. First notice was mailed June 3rd. The second notice, August 25th. Citation was posted October 6th and mailed certified October 7th and was signed for by Dimitri Doran. The hearing notice of hearing was posted November 10th. Mailed certified November 12th and signed for by Dimitri Doran. To date, we have not received. We did receive a phone call from them this morning saying they were going to email us a credit card, but we haven't received that as yet.
Okay. And do you happen to know, is that their correct address, 103 Brenmore Lane?
Yes. They are the owners of the property. And they would, at that residence, to sign for the certified mail.
Okay, and did you, on behalf of the city, want to move the evidence into the record?
Yes. The city recommends 7 days to comply. If not, then $75 citation to stand.
Just for the purposes of the audio record, there are no respondents present or anyone on their behalf. Or Mr. Doran, I'm going to find that the city met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Anna and Dimitri Doran owned and still own the animal Lisa, the escaped cat. They are found to have violated Section 8-1A and the city proved violation by the appropriate standard of proof. The aforementioned dates as the animal license expiring August 20th, 2015, and the rabies expiring October 10th, 2015. I'm going to get them until for the weekends fall until the 14th. To provide $5 for the animal license and an updated notification to the city. If they do this by December 14th, fine will not be imposed. If they do not meet those requirements by December 14th, fine of $75 will be imposed if they do the order from city's keeping. And that's the final action by the city as to item number 2 for the door.
Agenda item 3. Case number 2015-100146, the City of Palm Coast versus Anna and Dimitri Doran, 103 Bryn Mawr Lane. Excuse me. A male dog, Koji, whose license tag expired August 20th of 2015. The rabies is still good until 2017, so it's just a failure to license. First notice was mailed June 3rd, the second notice August 25th. Citation was posted October 6th, mailed certified October 7th, signed for by Dimitri Doran. The hearing, notice of hearing was posted November 10th, mailed certified November 12th, and signed for by Dimitri Doran. City recommends the $10 license tag fee by December 14th. If not, then the $75 to be imposed.
And again, the Dorans are not here today. And apparently they had all the notices received as far as they did contact you, so just a little one on three grand one. Okay, as to Koji, the male dog, so the $10 license that they're
using? Correct.
Okay. And again, how the evidence into the record for this?
Move this evidence as, yeah.
Okay. I'll find the city staff and all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings that the Dorans still own and own Koji. The time of all relevant notices. I'm fine that they violated Section 8-51A, and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof with the animal license expiration date of August 2015. They did not assert their right to hearing today, of course, and to date they did not pay the animal registration fee of $10. The $75 penalty is appropriate as a first time violation, and I'm going to order that they must meet following requirements on before December 14th, and that is simply to pay the $10 animal license fee to the city. If they don't do that by December 14th, the $75 fine will be imposed by the judicial order for today's hearing, and the $10 will remain due to the city, as well as the actual animal license. And that's final action for agenda. Agenda item 4?
Yes. Case number 2015-100147, Kyle Kinzer of 77 Bristler Lane. Nola, a spayed dog, whose license tag expired August 6th. The rabies expired August 6th. The first notice was mailed June 3rd, the second, August 25th. Citation was posted October 6th, mail certified October 7th, It came back to us as unclaimed. The hearing, notice of hearing was posted November 10th and mailed certified November 12th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. City recommends a $5 licensing fee, a current rabies certificate by December 14th. If not, then a $75 citation to be imposed.
Okay, and?
I wish to enter this as evidence.
Okay, and Mr. Kyle Kinzer is not here for the record, nor is anyone here in the audience on his behalf. So I'll go ahead and enter findings in order. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings today, that Kyle Kinzer owns the animal Nola, the escaped dog. To date, Kyle Kinzer has not paid the animal registration fee of $5, nor has he provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city. The $75 fine noted in the citation was appropriate. Kyle Kinzer must meet the following requirements on or before December 14th, and that is to provide the $5 animal license fee to the city and provide an updated rabies certificate to the city as well. If that's done by December 14th, the fine will not be imposed, but if Mr. Kinzer does not meet the requirements by December 14th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of order from his hearing. And he will be further ordered to, of course, pay the animal license fee of $5 and still provide the updated rabies vaccination. This is the final action for Mr. Kinzer. Looks like agenda item 13 is next.
Yes, you have paperwork for agenda item 7. They came in today, so that has been withdrawn.
Okay.
And agenda item 9, you also have paperwork for. They asked for it to be continued, so.
Okay.
Okay, so agenda item 13. Thank you. 2015-100112, Janet Curry of 17 Richardson Drive, a dog named Sasha, spayed dog named Sasha. The license expired August 8th. The rabies also expired August 8th. The first notice was mailed June 3rd. The second notice, August 25th. Citation was posted October 8th. She did call us. She's going through a divorce. It's a nasty one, she said. So she said she would submit. But then the hearing was posted November 9th and mailed November 12th. And it was signed for. The signature was unintelligible. We have not heard from her. City recommends that $5 license tag and a current rabies certificate by December 12th. If not, then the $75 citation to stand.
Pardon me. As far as the city moving the evidence of record,
I submit it as evidence.
Thanks. Without Ms. Curry here or anyone on her behalf, I'll go find that staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Janet Curry owned and still owns the animal, Sasha, the aid dog. Janet Curry is found to have violated Section 8-51A and the city's approved violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Curry did not assert her right to a hearing today. To date, she has not paid the animal registration or provided the necessary paperwork to the city, both of which expired on August 8th, 2015. The $75 fine was appropriate. Janet Curry must meet the following requirements on or before December 14th. And that is to pay $5 animal license fee to the city and obtain a rabies certificate and provide that to the city. That's done by December 14th, the fine will not be imposed. If that is not done by December 14th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of order
There will be further ordered to still pay the license fee of $5 and the rate of vaccinations. An option by the City of Palm Coast.
Do you have any objection to staying here, but leaving?
Yeah, you really.
As riveting as it is.
You would like.
You know,
I think
really.
You're going to, there's no audience if you want to go about your other obligations for the
Yeah.
Feel free.
Thanks, you too. Thanks for coming.
Enjoy the holidays.
Maybe in 2 months it'll be more exciting. You never know, for the holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And next then is agenda item number 14, which is also the manager.
Yes.
Okay.
Case number 2015-100113, Janet Curry at 17 Richardson Drive versus City of Palm Coast. A neutered dog named Max, whose license expired August 15th. The rabies expired December 1st of 2014. The first notice was mailed June 3rd. Second notice was mailed August 25th. Citation was posted October 8th. Again, she called explaining her situation and that she would submit. On November 9th, the notice of hearing was posted, mailed certified November 12th, and the signature came back as unintelligible.
Evidence in the records.
And wish to submit it.
So we find, and again, Janet Curry is not present. On her behalf for these hearings. City staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceeding. Find that Janet Curry owned and still owns the animal Max, the new dog, and that Janet Curry is found to have violated Section 8-51A of the city violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Janet Curry did not assert her rights in hearing, and to date, I'll find that she has not paid the animal registration fee of $5 for Max, the neutered dog, nor has she provided the necessary rabies paperwork to the city, which expired December 1st, 2014. The $75 penalty was appropriate for her offense, and Janet Curry will be ordered to meet the following requirements before December 14th. And that is to pay the $5 animal license fee to the city and to obtain an updated release to provide that to the city. There will be no fine imposed if this is done by December 14th. However, if Janet Curry does not meet the requirements by December 14th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by review of an order from state. And she will be further ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 and provide proof of rabies vaccination to the city. Final action by the city.
Agenda item 15. Case number 2015-100117, City of Palm Coast versus Brittany Baker at 20 Rolling Sands Drive. She is a current tenant at that property, and her utilities, I have checked all the utilities. They are all, there is usage being shown for all the utilities for all these cases, this is a second offense for Jasper, the neutered cat, whose license expired July 6th of 2014. The rabies we have on file expired July 6th of 2014. First class, the first notice was mailed first class May 1st, the second notice August 3rd. Citation was a $100 citation for the second offense. It was posted October 8th and mailed October 9th. It came back unclaimed. The notice of hearing was posted November 9th and mailed certified November 12th and it was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The city recommends that since this is a second offense, that the $100 citation stand and the $5 license tag and current rabies certificate also be imposed. Or no, that they still owe the $5 and the rabies certificate and that the $100 citation be imposed.
Okay. And Brittany Baker is not here, nor is anyone on her behalf today. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceeding today, that Brittany owned and still owns the animal Jasper, the cat. And she is found to have violated Section 8-51A as the animal license and rabies certification expired on July 6, 2014. And that the penalty of $100 for a second time offense is an appropriate fine. I'm going to skip Ms. Baker until December 7th. To meet the following requirements. That is to pay the $5 animal license fee to the city or can, provide that to the city. And update the rabies certificate. If that's not done by December 7th, or if that's done rather by December 7th, the fine of $100 will not be imposed, but the order will state that it's the second time offense where the future potential violations would, of course, go on to a second or more.
So the next, if this did happen again, would it be a second offense again, or would it be a third offense?
It would be a third.
It would be a third. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so if she does not meet the requirements on or before December 7th, the fine of $100 for the second violation will be imposed by virtue of the order from the and Ms. Baker will be further ordered to still pay the applicable license fee of $5 and to provide proof of rabies vaccination to the city. Final action by the city as to agenda item number 15 for Brittany Baker.
Sorry, there's no phones in here now, so I had to bring my phone in case there was like an emergency or something. And of course, my husband picked this moment to call me, which he never does, he never calls me. At work. Never, ever. Why?
Do you, if you think something's wrong, you just bring
it. No, it's okay.
Okay.
He's probably just worried about what we're having for dinner tonight. Because he's a man.
We'll move on to agenda item number 16, which is also Brittany Baker.
Yes. Case number 2015-100118. City of Palm Coast versus Brittany Baker, 20 Rolling Sands Drive. The neutered dog, Static, whose license expired July 6, 2014. The rabies certificate we have on file expired October 4th, 2015. First notice was mailed May 1st. The second notice, August 3rd. The citation was posted October 8th and mailed October 9th, which came back unclaimed. The hearing notice of hearing was posted November 9th, mailed certified November 12th, and it came back signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. City recommends that the current rabies certificate and $5 be submitted by December 7th. If not, then the $100 second offense citation be imposed.
Okay. And again, for the record,
and I submit this as evidence.
Thank you. And I will go ahead and move forward with the findings in order. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal. Dog. Find that Brittany Baker owned and still owns Static dog, and that Ms. Baker violated Section 8-51A of the city code of the city of Palm Coast, and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Baker did not assert her right to a hearing today, and to date, she did not pay the annual registration fee of $5, nor has she provided the necessary written paperwork to the city. The $100 penalty for a second time violation is an appropriate penalty amount, and I will find that I'll go ahead and order Ms. Baker to meet the following requirements on or before December 7th. And that is to pay the $5 annual license fee to the city and obtain updated rating certificate, provide that to the city. If this is done by December 7th, the fine will not be imposed. A future violation will be a third time offense. If the person, Brittany Baker, does not meet the requirements by October 21st, the fine of $100 will be imposed by virtue of the order, which issues from today's hearing. Still be for the order to obtain a applicable animal $5 to pay that and to obtain the rabies vaccination to the city. The final action by the city as to agenda item 16. And let's move on to agenda item 19.
Yes. Case number 2015-100084, the city of Palm Coast versus Jessica Bacon, 52 C Trail. For a spayed dog named Emma, license expired July 19th. The rabies expired November 29th. This is a second offense. The first notice was, did I say that already?
You went through the animal license and rabies.
Okay. First notice was mailed May 1st, the second notice August 3rd. The citation was issued, was posted October 8th and mailed certified October 9th, and it came, it was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. Notice of hearing was posted November 10th and mailed certified November 12th, with no result as of today, which means it's probably unclaimed. The city recommends the $5 and license tag fee and the current rabies certificate, and the $100, since this is a second offense, that the $100 be imposed.
Okay. Thank you. And for the...
I enter this as evidence.
Okay. All right, well, I will find that the city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceeding, that Ms. Jessica Bacon owned and still owns the animal Emma, the spayed dog, and that Ms. Bacon is found to have violated Section 8-51A, with the city having proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Ms. Bacon did not assert her right to a hearing today, and I will find that to date she did not pay the animal registration fee or provide the necessary release paperwork to the city. The $100 penalty was appropriate for a second time offense, and Jessica Bacon must meet the following requirements on or before December 7th, and that is to pay the $5 animal license fee to the city and to obtain an updated rabies certificate to provide that to the city. If this is done by December 7th, the $100 fine will not be imposed. Though a future offense would be at least the third offense, the second offense. If Jessica Bacon does not meet the requirements by December 7th, the fine of $100 will be imposed for review of today's order, and she will be further ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $5 and to obtain and provide proof of an updated rabies vaccination. That's the final action by the city for agenda item 19 as to Jessica Bacon. We're on to agenda item 23.
Yes. Agenda item 23 and 24 are both, the only difference is the animals' names. I'm going to do them together. Or do you want to do them separate?
Do they have the exact same dates?
Everything is exactly the same except for the names.
Okay, we can do them together.
Okay. Agenda items number 23 and 24, case numbers 2015-100-126 and case number 2015-100-127. The City of Palm Coast versus Astrid C. Cruz, 13 Zenith Court. The female dogs Negra and Loca, whose license tags expired July 11th. Their rabies certificates expired November 15th. The first notice was mailed May 1st. The second notices were mailed August 3rd. The citations were posted October 8th and mailed certified October 9th and were unclaimed. It came back as unclaimed. The notice of hearings were posted November 10th and mailed certified November 12th. The result was they were delivered, but for some reason the post office did not give us signatures on this one. But they were came back as delivered. Didn't come back as delivered. The post office stated they were delivered.
Okay.
The city recommends the $10 license tag fees and current rabies certificates be submitted by December. Oh no, I'm sorry. We have current rabies certificates. We got them from the vet. The vet sent them to us. So all their rabies are good. It's just the $10 license tag fees that are due. City recommends that they be due by December 14th. If not, then the $75 citations to stand. We did do away with two previous years. We did away with the $75 citations for both animals. So the last 2 years they have been excused for late submittals. So they had a mandatory appearance. These.
Okay. Of course, there will be respondents in the audience. Cruz is not here, nor is anyone on her behalf. I'll go ahead and move forward with the orders as to Negra, the female dog, and Loca, the female dog, which are agenda items 23 and 24. I'll go through them separately. That's just cleaner.
Sure.
For agenda item number 23, Negra, the female dog, is owned by Astrid Cruz. I'll find that city staff met all notice requirements for the animal control proceedings, that Astrid Cruz still owns the animal and owns Negra at all relevant times. I'll find that Ms. Cruz violated section 8-51A and that the city proved the violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Ms. Cruz did not assert her right to a hearing today, and to date, she has not paid the animal registration fee of $10, though the necessary rabies paperwork has been provided to the city. The penalty of $75 is for a first-time violation and is appropriate. And Ms. Cruz must meet the following requirements on or before December 7th.
14th. We decided because they're, well, I mean, you can make it the 7th if you wanted. But.
I was just making it shorter because they had been waived twice.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Sure.
Sorry.
No problem. Okay, so on or before December 7th, they must pay $5 animal license fee to the city. This is done by December 7th. The $75 fine will not be imposed. If Ms. Cruz does not meet that requirement by December 7th, the fine of $75 will be imposed by virtue of today's order. She will be further ordered to pay the applicable license fee of $5, and that is to, as to Negra, this female dog, rather. That's for agenda item number 23, which is case 2015-100126. As to agenda item 24, that is for Loka, the female dog. Okay, I'm going to find that the city staff met all those requirements for the animal control proceedings for case number 2015-100127, which is also Ms. Astrid Cruz, of course, for Loka, female dog. That Ms. Cruz owned and still owns the animal Loka. That Ms. Cruz is found to violate Section 8-51A and a violation by the appropriate standard of proof. Ms. Cruz did not assert her right to be hearing today, and to date she has not paid the Okay. The $75 penalty was appropriate. Ms. Cruz must meet the following requirements on before December 7th, 2015. And that is to pay the animal license fee of $10 to the city of Palm Coast. If this is done by December 7th, the fine won't be imposed. Cruz does not meet the requirements by December 7th. However, the fine of $75 will be imposed in virtue of today's order, and Ms. Cruz will further be ordered to pay the applicable animal license fee of $10 and to obtain and provide proof of an updated rabies vaccination to the city. And that's final action by the city as to agenda item 24. For Astrid Cruz. Those were the last agenda items. So the cases, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Any unfinished business to report?
None to report.
Okay. Any old business?
None to report.
As far as new business, the only thing to report would just be the fact that we'll handle my approval of the minutes via email. You know, sometime this month, since I will not be back for the hearing.
Okay.
And the next meeting should be scheduled for February 2nd of 2016 at 1 p.m. And that is here in the city offices, which are now located at 160 Lake Avenue, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164. And hearing no other business, we'll go ahead and adjourn today's hearing at 1:41 p.m. Thank you.